The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a 0, not an 0, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. You had Kerry Brook in here. There are mostly people making fun of me. So that's okay.
I complimented you.
You said a nice thing. I probably should save that because it never happens.
Yeah, you're welcome.
A couple things from the text line. And if you want to get in, today's your day to get the calls in because tomorrow we are at Bombshells on 290 up in Hoffman territory. You're not too far from that, right? It's like 290 and it's
like 20 minutes for me, probably.
Okay. Well, it's about the same for me. So it's 5 minutes longer than coming to the station.
Yeah.
Friday, we are back in Beaumont at Luke's. So these are the only 2 days we're in studio this week, and then we'll be hitting on both of those. This question comes up every year, so I'm going to go ahead and snap it down now. What are the odds Alabama beating the worst NFL team? They would be 24-point dogs to, let's say, the Arizona Cardinals.
You think they'd be 24 this year?
That's the standard thing, worst NFL team versus Alabama. It's always at least 24 points, maybe more. 24 is the lowest I've ever seen.
I bet it's less this year.
Fine, it's 23, but it's ridiculous. There's no chance.
Yeah, so I agree. There's not much chance, but I think this year it's more interesting than others because there's teams like the Raiders and the Cardinals that are really, really awful.
The Raiders would still beat them by 3 or 4 touchdowns easy.
You think so?
Oh yeah, even with David Carr crying on the sideline. But so what's the most effective way to bet sports for someone not wanting to bet more than $20 to $30 a game? There's still a very cool audio book that explains all that for you.
Yeah. I mean, bet what you're comfortable betting.
Yeah, I mean, never – well, RJ, and when he talks about it, always talks about you have to bet enough to feel it. I don't necessarily believe that. I think, you know, like I'll sit there and –
oh, there's games I bet enough just to have any kind of interest in.
Yeah, I'll be honest. There's games I bet $25 on just to have, just to have something to root for, and that's okay. It's just you always bet no matter what you do. Like when I be out at the track, and people say, "Well, how much should I bring?" Well, what are you comfortable spending on a Friday night?
Right.
Like if you're going to go out for a date and spend $60, then bring $60, and we'll bet it. And if you win, great. And if you don't, you were entertained for your $60. Yeah. And to me, it's the same thing with that. Whatever.
Had a good run.
Yeah, I miss you, $60. But the reality is, if you never bet more than what you're comfortable losing or what you would spend doing something else. And unless you're really trying to make a sustained profit off of this, like Jerry Bowe's trying to make a sustained profit.
He's
going to bet a different number. And and he's a high volume bettor. I'm not when it comes to sports.
Well, he also does a lot of different sports.
He does. And he kills soccer, man. He slays it. But he does a lot of in-game betting and things like that. And I do some of that, but not much. But if I'm making more than five plays a week, it's usually because some of those are like $25 bets just to have something fun.
Right.
Or I got my ass kicked and I'll put $25 on this game just because I'm due to hit one.
Right.
Stuff like that. But the reality is some people, $10,000 isn't enough. I have friends who bet $5,000-$10,000 a game in Vegas. Easy. Some bet 30. I don't, that's out of my league. I'm not that kind of.
I mean, for now it is.
Yeah, but even if I did have that kind of money, I don't know that I'd invested in that.
Hey, by the way, I guess none of us won the lotto, huh?
No. Some guy in North Carolina.
I had you know how you got to have that mega ball, the last, the bold print number? I had one of those that was a five.
Do you get $2 for that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you get something for that. I had, of all the ones I had, I didn't have a single five.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, all of them were in the 20s except for I had a four. That was the closest I got.
Well, I didn't know you get money for having the five because I threw away my ticket.
Oh, no, I think you get like $2 back. I haven't looked to see if I won anything else.
I mean, none of mine were even close.
Yeah, you know what I did, though, and I feel shame for? Today when I went in the... grab my water and bang, same place I go where I got to be on TV.
By going in and grabbing your water and bang, you don't mean like you were banging the clerk at the store. You mean it like the energy
Although
drink.
He's a nice guy, but I mean the energy drink that I get. I bought some for the Powerball tonight.
Did you really?
It's $600 million.
I guess that's enough.
Yeah, I figure what the hell. It's like now that I'm in buy lotto ticket modes, I'll buy this one, and then when it loses, I'll never do it again. It's like the ones I bought the other night. Last week were like the first ones I probably bought in 7 or 8 years.
Yeah,
I don't buy lottery. Lottery's an absolute loser. I hate it. It's the lowest odds of anything. But I figure 1.6, if you get lucky, then you can go buy the lottery and get rid of it. That's what I would do. But I guess none of us won. I didn't check to see if I got a few bucks.
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't have more than one number per line.
Yeah, Chris said, I had all five of the main numbers, but they were on five different tickets.
Oh, well.
Now, that's happened to me before.
Yeah.
Where it's like I go through and it's like, oh, yeah, I had them all. By the way, I'm not hearing great reviews about that Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, really?
Well, I have to admit, when I found out it was PG-13.
That bummed me out, too.
Yeah. I was kind of like, I don't know. And I just watched a great Queen documentary. It was, I don't know if it's on History Channel or what, but they had, I wish I'd remember what channel it was on. It just happened to be on, and I started watching it. And, man, if you didn't get emotional at the end when Freddie dies, you're not human.
Wait, what?
It was a documentary. That obviously, they did it because the movie's about to come out. So, Robert, what are the odds? UCF will be back-to-back national champions this year. I think they can put whatever they want on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mayo said he only won $4. It's a ripoff. It's an absolute ripoff. There's no question.
The pool with Patrick Creighton.
Yes!
I think there's like, I think there's like 21 of us. We won $8.
Oh, well.
We're going to go.
$8 a piece?
No.
Oh.
No. We're going to go go to Lake Charles and put it down on black.
Well, that's probably the best move.
Right,
21 of you won $8.
Wow.
Yeah. Bohemian Rhapsody is sitting at 52% Rotten Tomatoes on early reviews. You want some of the reviews?
Yeah.
One of them says, what we ultimately wanted from Bohemian Rhapsody was not a carbon-copied concert, but behind closed doors, insight into a deeply private, complicated, internationally beloved superstar. So... like a lot of depictions of rock music on film, Bohemian Rhapsody lacks both the stylistic daring of a music video and the outright euphoria of a proper musical, but it gets closer to both with Live Aid sequence. See, these are some of the rotten reviews. So
I might pass and just watch that documentary again.
Some guy named Kevin Mayer says Bohemian Rhapsody, an 8-year abomination in the making, cannot claim to have achieved even wiki movie status.
Ouch.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
Well,
because the previews look good, and listen,
I'm starting to think maybe it's more of a I'll watch it.
Wait for
when it's on pay.
Yeah, I'm kind of that way. I'm doing that with a lot more things now. I don't remember the last movie I went to see in the theater was I guess Deadpool 2 came out after Infinity Wars.
Yeah,
yeah. So those are the last two I actually went to the theater to see.
Yeah, mine was Halloween.
What was it before that? Just out of curiosity.
Hmm. It's a good question. I mean, it might have been a movie with my kids.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I watched White Boy Rick.
Oh, okay.
So, and that was pretty good, actually.
Hmm.
And it's a messed up story, but it's pretty
good.
Yeah,
that looked interesting. It also, but I'm just kind of almost wait for everything now.
Yeah, I'm not, it's nothing you can't wait for. I mean, it's good. But yeah, nothing to like blow your socks off. You know what will blow your socks off?
Dynamite.
That would also do it. Also, the deals you can get during Ram Power Days out at Gulfgate Dodge.
I like that much better.
You know why?
I get to keep my feet.
Because it's Gulfgate time. It's not Dynamite time. It's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop out at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They are your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. And during those Ram Power Days out at Gulfgate, you can lease the all-new 2019 Ram Lone Star for only $339 a month. Plus, during Jeep Adventure Days, you can lease the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL for just $319 a month. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. They've got a new state-of-the-art service center that's now open, twice the size to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, always open online at gulfgatedodge.com. 2019 Ram Lone Star, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 1,000 due at signing. 2018 Jeep Wrangler JL, 36-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, 0 due at signing. Tax, title, and registration additional. See dealer for details.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Mayo said spent 50 to get 4. That's pretty much how it works, you know. And then some clown in North Carolina who's probably going to spend all of it on crack.
It was South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Well, that's even worse. So probably meth.
Is it worse? Crack. Is South Carolina worse than the Carolina power rankings?
Yeah. It's a distant second. So, hey, who would you – worst quarterback story today? Derek Carr and how he's lost the team, or maybe he hasn't lost the team and he's not trading him and he was crying or he wasn't crying. And then he went on Twitter and really looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or your buddy, Mr. Kelly, who's now out of a job.
I mean, clearly the guy out of the, I mean, Derek Carr's got money out the ears. He's going to be okay. No matter what happens, he's going to be okay. Kelly, he's working his way up to a legit opportunity and basically threw it away. And you, maybe you can tell me if you feel differently about this. Doesn't Denver seem like, and now part of it is because they're playing Kansas City this week, who Kansas City already beat them at Denver.
Yeah, they're going to hurt them pretty bad this week.
I mean, think about everything going on in Denver right now. You had basically start rumblings that there was going to be a quarterback change.
Right.
Then there was talk that they were going to shop one of their best defensive linemen, the most tenured Bronco on the team. They were going to shop him in a trade. Then they were then the quarterback that they were talking about moving up gets busted, you know, trespassing after a cocaine party. And then you think about that a little more, and the Broncos had a cocaine-themed party. Like,
yeah, that's real. Now, not wise, guys. Come
now,
on.
Now you're about to run into this juggernaut that's the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't walk around town looking for 10-point favorites to bet on.
Especially double-digit division dog.
Well, sorry, Wooly B. I'll be on Chief.
Yeah,
minus 10.
I'm with you on that.
I just there's so much going wrong in Denver right now.
Did you see the details about the whole Kelly thing?
No.
Okay, so apparently first off he was at the party and he and his girlfriend, he apparently began acting in a hostile and aggressive manner. So I'm going to guess something drug or alcohol related was involved.
Yeah.
You know, then he got into a physical altercation with another guest at the party. While being escorted out, he reportedly was involved in a separate altercation with security officials who had been hired to work the event. Then the security officials tried to keep him in the building where the party was held to allow him to calm down. However, he broke away and entered a home nearly a block away. Inside the home, a woman was sitting on a couch holding her young child. Kelly allegedly sat next to her. The woman called for a man in the house who entered the room and struck Kelly with a metal tube from a vacuum cleaner.
Right.
He then exited the home, didn't know the residents, and returned to the side of the party. First off, lock your doors, people. But he returned to the side of the party. He was prepared to leave the premises by Uber when police arrested him and charged him with criminal trespass. Goodbye. If you're Aaron Rodgers and pull that, you keep your job.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're a guy, you were Mr. Irrelevant. You got a chance that you'd almost blown to begin with.
Yeah.
You have to think he was on a, basically a, you know, a no tolerance policy.
Richard's driving home with pluckers in the passenger seat about to give in and start eating while driving. I know how the Subway guy from yesterday felt. Yep. Disco wondering what drugs were involved at the cocaine theme party. That's a good question. But it's funny because you look at that and the whole Derek Carr thing, to get back to that, I have a prediction for you.
All right.
John Gruden is going to tear this thing down and get rid of everybody, including Derek Carr in the offseason.
Man, that's going to be an expensive venture.
It is.
And you're basically saying we're going to be bad for the next 2 years at least.
And he's not going to be around for those 2 years. He's going to ruin this thing. We've seen it before with guys like this. It's like, I'm going to get my guys in here, and then he gets them in there, and he wins fewer games, and then he walks away from it after he screwed it up. So.
Yeah. Poor Raiders. And, they're trying to undergo a full franchise change. Like, they're moving. You know, they want something to be excited about.
Yeah.
It's a mess. That's what you get when you go with a big name instead of a guy who's actually doing something with his.
I think they should have kept the coach they had.
I don't disagree.
I think Del Rio is doing a fine job there. They had some issues last year. And like I don't know
that Del Rio is like a championship coach.
No, but he was fine for what you were doing. And if you were going to be stuck in Oakland for another year or two, make the big splash when you move to Vegas. You know, if you feel like you need to sell tickets there. But I think in Carr's case, I just think his problem has been durability. He's been out there hurt a lot. Last year he played with the back injury and wasn't very good. And I don't know if he's healthy or not this year. He doesn't look very good this year either, although he had some pretty good games early when they were losing. He ain't the problem there, in my opinion.
Well, John Gruden's a problem.
Well, I said that when they hired him.
Yeah.
Nobody listened to me. But I do believe that, yeah, I think he can be salvaged, and maybe he does need to go somewhere else.
Yeah, Carr or yeah. Gruden?
Oh, there's Raheel. Let's get Raheel on.
Okay.
Raheel doesn't need to go anywhere else. We don't need to chase him off.
Man, please don't send me to the Raiders.
Well,
no, we were going to send you to 790, so just so you know.
Now I'm like a seventh round pick, maybe.
Around that.
No, we're going to get a clerk for you.
Yeah, future compensation based on performance or something.
Yeah, intern to be named later.
Yeah, we're going to get it. We're going to get their fourth best sales guy.
Yeah. Well, and Barry Warner.
Oh, is he there?
I don't know. I just wanted to say Barry Warner.
I think he's a free agent. I think we could get him off the waiver wire.
He's doing. He's probably doing those street free agent tryouts.
Yeah, that's the likely scenario. I guess have you shot today? Is that what you're? Is that what's going on with you?
Yeah, so I just did my final, you know, shoot around just to see what the number's at, where it's at. And my bookie has never seen me shoot. They set this line at 13.5. And I will say, whoever has the over or under, they're going to be having some fun with this because both times it came down to the final rack to get to, you know, I got to 14 on my final attempt and 12 on the other one.
So you're saying today. It's going to be close.
It's going to be close. That's a great number.
Do you have concern that when the pressure's on and people are financially invested in it, that maybe you won't perform as well?
No, AJ. I do major market radio. There's money on the line every single day. You know this.
Okay. I like to hear that.
Joking. No, man, look. Look, everyone's a big boy. I told this to Fred yesterday. Everyone's a big boy. You're putting your money on the line. I'm not going to throw it. I'm trying to hit the over. But I will say, my exclusive tip to everyone, play the three straight. We will literally bankrupt my bookie, okay? Because that is a lock. It's plus 250 right now. So play yes on Will Raheel hit three straight at any point during the 25. Today, I had four separate streaks of three in a row.
Okay.
So we will. That's a lock.
So Fred was discussing that he feels comfortable with the under, but he also is going to hedge by playing the three in a row because, let's face it, if you're going to hit the over, you have to hit three in a row.
Not necessarily. So, like, you can go three in a row. You find your range. Like, top of the key is my area, right? Top of the key and then to the left arc.
Okay.
I feel good there. The right corner, nah, it's not my spot. I know where my spots are. So, I hit three in a row a few times and then missed a lot in a row. So, you know, that three in a row is just easy money, especially at plus 250. You can't beat that value.
I noticed that one of the stipulations was that there's no time limit on you.
Yeah.
Now, do you? Because I've done this once before, and I did do it with a time limit, but I started to get tired. Like, because a 3-point shot is not an NBA 3-point shot is not like a shot you can just make with your arms. You know what I mean?
No.
Like that's something you got to put your body into, and it can get exhausting.
Yeah, and that was one of the things, like, that's why I'm good with the over right now is because I can take my time. We're going to try to do it under 3 minutes. Like, I'm not going to just take forever because I do want to find a range. I heard you talk, just a groove. You know, once I find my range, I want to get into it. But I'll tell you this. I did it from college, like, recently, like, 2 months ago. I was playing in a basketball league, and they had a little 3-point shootout on the final day. And I'm in good shape, okay, basketball shape. And 1 minute, even from college range, was a struggle for me. So if it was a minute deal, then I would say play the under. But because this is, I can take my time, it's not a big deal in terms of, you know, there's no pressure and rush shots. I feel good with the over, man.
That's because you don't care about the people if they lose.
I don't think that's true.
Hey, man, they're going to win. Hey, some people are going to win, though, right?
Some people are going to win.
Yeah.
There you go. But I'm telling you guys right now, that three in a row, if we get enough people, my bookie's going to have to – they're just going to say, sorry, guys, we can't do any more endorsements of Fred, Raheel, Granato, because we're just bankrupt. You guys bankrupt us.
Tell the people where it's at on MyBookie, how they can go and make the wager.
Absolutely. So when you sign into MyBookie, or if you don't have an account, they're matching your deposit right now. If you use promo code radio, dollar for dollar, so you can get in and play with their money if you want. But once you log in, you go to sports, and there's a subset called challenges. In the challenges, you'll see ESPN 975, and then you'll see it. It's the only one there right now. And then you guys just hammer that three in a row, yes.
All right. Well, no matter how it plays out, I think this is a fun thing. I'm glad you're doing it, and I hope the people enjoy it.
Absolutely, man. Hey, and I can't wait to see you get that bench press going.
Well, are you over or under on the bench press?
I'm going to go. Look, he has old man strength. I'm going over.
Hey, okay.
Listen, I'm fat, but I'm pretty strong for a fat guy.
Yeah.
What's the number? 2.5?
10. I can do 10.
10 at 200. I like it.
Yeah. We're going to do leg press. We're going to do 100 at 500 pounds. That's what we're going to do.
Okay. Let's do it. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. I'll see, the problem is, you know what I would do? Because I love the people. I'd tell everybody bet the under.
And then throw it.
And then pull a, I'd get the 99 just to prove I could do it.
And then pull a hamstring.
And then I'd go full on Will Fuller.
Yeah.
And limp off.
Yeah.
So that the people would cash.
That, there's no honor in that, sir.
Well, I know there's no honor in it, but there's more honor in putting money in people's pockets when you love the people.
That's true. You know who else loves the people? Texas Star Grill Shop. They love the people so much that when you walk in, they're going to offer you a craft beer because they've got it on tap just for you, their customer. And they'll say, hey, would you like a beer while you shop? What? Yeah, that happens there. They offer you a beer while you shop. They're going to do free delivery. They're going to do free assembly. They sell amazing meats like Akayushi beef at cost, at their cost. So they're not making any profit off of it. They just want you to have a good time grilling. And when you're looking for a new grill, there's only one place to look, Texas Star Grill Shop. They've got those Saber grills, the infrared gas grills, no flare-ups, always moist and juicy meat. They just purchased a truckload of these grills. They've got some great deals. They've got the Kamado Joe grills, the ceramic grills with their new patented airlift hinge. It's basically pulled away from the competition. And that thing, the lid is so heavy, but with that new system, I mean, you can pick it up with one hand, no problem. With a recent truckload purchase, they've got the hottest deals on Kamado Joe as well. Come check them out. Check out their outdoor kitchen area. You want to spruce up your outdoors? That's the place to do it. Pizza ovens, kegerators, power burners, grills. They've got it all. Stop by and see for yourself. The best grilling in Texas Star Grill Shop, located at 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston or 8905 Louetta in Spring there in the Champions area. Or you can order online at texasgrillshop.com.
Is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A friend of mine texted me, Dolphins plus 7.5 seems too good to be true. Am I wrong about wanting to hop all over it? Half point with the 7 seems generous against the Texans team that's due for a letdown. I don't think they'll let down against Brock, but I don't trust this team to cover 7.5 against anybody. There's not a team in the league. If they couldn't cover 7.5 against Buffalo.
Maybe the Raiders right now.
Maybe. At home.
At home.
They have a real home, but not in Oakland or in London.
Right.
But I like the Dolphins there, and I never say that. There's two phrases you almost never hear me say. I like the Dolphins or I like the Browns. Last week, I liked the Browns.
Yeah.
It was a push, I think. I think it was
three. Oh, I had 3.5. I hit with the Browns.
Yeah, I didn't play it, but that's one where if I was going to play it, I guess it was 3.5. I guess I should have. But yeah,
although I've bet them a couple times and been burned, but mostly I've been against them this year because like, they were so.
There was
public.
Somebody I made a big bet against a big bet on that the Dolphins played this year. I'm trying to remember who it was.
You played against the Dolphins?
No, I played the Dolphins. It was who the hell was it? It was when the Raiders went to Miami.
Oh, okay.
And the Dolphins were I want to say -4 and maybe more, maybe a little bit more, but they covered.
Hey, Jung, who was that intern that bet me that the Browns would win at least 8 games?
I think his name was Zach.
Is he dead now? Or
we have his contact information?
I can find it.
Okay.
You want your $100?
I want my $100. I mean, I guess it's not a lock yet, but it's pretty much a lock.
Yeah.
They ain't winning 8 games.
Yeah. If not, we'll just find out his real name and blast it out and humiliate him. Raheel says he's putting money on the over in 3 in a row, so he can't take it. And he says, LOL, unless a full package, a money, package of full money appears telling me to go under. The problem with that is because they're limiting it, there's not enough we could pay Raheel to go under intentionally. So, yeah, because all we're going to make is $100. Well, not even that. You're going to make 80. So it wouldn't do you any good to give an $80 package to Raheel for that. So I don't mind the three in a row because I get the sense he's pretty streaky. And at plus 250, I kind of like that a little bit. So I'll probably play that. I think the under, if you're playing it, the under's the play. Just because, you know, even if you're one time under, one time over, I think they've got a good number there. As much as he says he's not going to be thinking about it, I think he will be. It's like, oh, I got to get one more to go over.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's a good number. But I'm always about unders on those kind of things just because it is different. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Hey, if you haven't checked out sportsmap.com today, please do. You know what? We have 14 new items up today.
Damn.
I mean, that's, you know, been a little busy today for the people. But just posted the Cowboys Weekly Report. But Kerry Brooks' video is now up, so that makes 15. Excuse me. Josh will have his fantasy football under the radar plays up pretty soon. That'll be 16. We got a video on Brock being back in town versus his buddy Bill O'Brien.
The boys are back in
Joel
town.
Joe Blank. Bookie Busters, who continues to kill it with Jerry Bowe. We've got a Palillo video. We've got the Lance Zierlein column. We've got the UHAAC report. We've got a column from John Granato on how Nathan Eovaldi would be a great fit for the Astros. And he makes a really good case about it, too. And apparently Buster Olney was on their show and just threw that out there. So there must be something to it.
Yeah, I think Nathan Eovaldi's going to get some good money this offseason.
And then we got a couple of Rockets stories from Paul Muth and from Salman Ali. We got Dell's college football report. I mean, it's busy today. There's tons of good stuff. No matter what you're into, you'll find a story. So please go check it out. Some of us work very hard on Sports Map for the people. All right.
And by some, I was assuming you.
Well, and Josh and Brandon.
Okay.
I mean, they work their asses off on the videos, too. So it's a team effort. It's a small team, but it's a dedicated group.
There you go.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? Then play with us. Just log on to ESPN97.5.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week. Couple of weeks, or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift card to King's Beer House.
Nice.
King's Beer House is the perfect football hideaway. Plenty of TVs to catch every football game, Sunday brunch to help you get over Saturday's fun, crafty cocktails of every variety, and happy hour every week, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. And tonight at 7, if you're so inclined, you can listen to Red Sox Dodgers right here on the station. Can't wait to not listen to that. I have no interest in the World Series. I will be watching. I'll watch some Rockets tonight, and I'll also watch. There's a really good Winnipeg versus Toronto game tonight on TV. I'm watching. So
I was looking and made a bet on the game last night.
Yeah,
I made two bets, in fact, and I bet over 7.5 runs.
Yeah.
Boom, hit that, and that was even money.
That's good.
And then I did a smaller play on Kershaw plus 155, which not good. So
not so much.
I ended up making a little bit. Not enough to write home about. But
yeah, what's the Dodgers number tonight?
Here was my thought process. My entire life looking at sports numbers, I don't think I've ever seen Kershaw plus 155.
Yeah,
and I was like,
playoff Kershaw, though.
Yeah, you know.
Although he's been okay. He's been better.
He wasn't
playoffs.
Horrible last night.
No.
You know? It was, I mean.
But with Price going to, Price has not been good in the playoffs except against the Astros.
I don't know what the Dodgers number is, but I'd be interested in that. Okay. I know Boston's over, minus 141.
It's
so.
Over 8.5 again.
Yeah, stay away from that, I think. Every hockey play tonight is over 6.5. No, thank you. Vegas has caught on. So
well, you know where Vegas hasn't caught on? Is the NBA.
Yeah, those are every game's 132-131.
The NBA, I want to say it's something like 40-14 or something like that if you're blindly betting overs. It's crazy. I mean, just throw money at the over. Boom, hits. Now, eventually they're going to figure it out. You know, that won't last forever. But the numbers are getting – I think the highest total of the season is already posted tonight, and I think it's higher than last year's highest. So,
Rockets Jazz is 217.
Yeah.
T-Wolves
Jazz lost to the freaking Grizzlies at home the other night. What's
T-Wolves Raptors is 229.
Yeah, that's the one I was
talking about. Oh, no, here you go. Suns Lakers.
That's the one.
238.5.
Yeah.
And almost as high, Wizards Warriors 236.5.
Those are crazy numbers.
Yeah. I guess they're accounting for it now. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, AJ, let's assume for a minute you're like a really, really overweight person.
Well, that'll be tough.
Like, so, bigger than the two of us at our fattest combined in one person.
Whoa.
You're even bigger than that.
So you're talking about like 600 pounds.
You look at the picture.
Okay.
Yeah. And you decide, hey, I'm going to go to a personal trainer. I'm going to get this fixed.
Okay. That's commendable.
Yeah. Good for him. And look, I know how hard it is to lose weight, so I admire the hell out of the guy. So guess what his personal trainer did to help him lose weight?
I have no idea.
He put up letters and posters around every restaurant near the guy's house.
Like with his picture on it?
Yes, telling them not to serve him.
Wow.
Basically, the photos say, save Dibsy, obesity is killing him. And just said he was eating junk food daily. It led to hospitalization for heart problems. So his trainer, to help him out, went around and put up all these posters and said, don't feed this guy, to every place near his house.
Does he not have a car?
Well,
he's not walking.
He doesn't have, I can tell you, this guy doesn't have a car.
Okay.
He's probably got a forklift. But I got to say, this is a cool thing. You know?
If it works,
the trainer's doing his best, man.
Yeah.
He's gonna work with this guy, but he's also going around telling people, don't serve him. Now, if I own a restaurant, I'm just guessing that's a lot of business that you're taking from this guy.
If I see that guy, I'm wanting him to come to my restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll tell you what, Mr. Creosote from Monty Python.
That's pretty good.
Is that pretty fair?
Yeah.
Younger.
What about Fat Bastard?
Oh, he would eat him.
I ate a baby.
Yeah, he would eat him. This guy obviously needs some help, and I kind of think it's cool that his personal trainer said, you know what?
It's not bad.
I'm gonna help you out, brother. I'm gonna make sure that you don't get to go eat all this weird stuff. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Hey, what's this rumored UFC trade? What the hell is that?
Okay.
It sounds like BS to me, but I don't know.
Well, it sounds like BS to me, too, because the UFC, these are independent contracted guys. There's no union, so the UFC can't trade anyone. Now, can they...
Well, what if they're under a long-term contract?
Can they release their guys from long-term contracts under the condition that they sign with this other organization? I could see that happening. And for both guys, it would make sense, because if ONE FC is willing to pay Demetrius Johnson more money, which he's not going to get in the UFC. He's just not. He's probably the greatest active fighter, and he's not going to get more money, which is unfortunate, but that's the business. People don't pay to watch him fight. And Ben Askren would be a guy that would make an interesting opponent for Khabib, which is obviously something that the UFC would be interested in. I mean, it makes sense, but there's no such thing as a trade because these guys, they don't, you know, just because they're under contract with the UFC, they're only under contract with the UFC. There's not like a union of fighters or really a league of fight promotions that can just trade fighters around. It doesn't work that way.
713 says, my mom did the same thing to me in high school, except it was a sign at every corner store saying I wasn't 21. Ooh, way to go, Mom.
I mean, that's good. Drunk probably saved you.
Drunk Bevo said, my personal trainer got me to lose 120 pounds in 2 months. He did it by stealing my wife.
Mm.
Oh, well, good riddance.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Carbach Foam Hinge. The second annual Foam Hinge is going to be at the brewery, hosted by Eddie Trunk. Sunday, November 4th, gates are at 1:30, music's at 2, and they've got an international lineup, rock acts from Australia, UK, Canada, and the States. How about Texas Flood, The Sweet, Red Fang, April Wine, and Wolf Mother? Tickets are just $23 in advance, $30 at the door. You can get VIP packages as well, which will get you a separate VIP entrance. That's where I'll be, by the way, a VIP area. With an optimal view, indoor restrooms, 3 beers of your choice, access to some special tappings, a meet and greet with Eddie Trunk, and a buffet by the Carbach restaurant and patio. Go to carbachbrewing.com to get your tickets today. And again, if you haven't been out to that restaurant, you don't know what you're missing out on. Fantastic food, dynamic menu, poutine, Korean fried chicken, crab cakes, Hatch chili mac and cheese. And those are just the appetizers. Those guys have it going on. Open daily, 11 and 9 for lunch and dinner. And they're serving brunch Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or pick up your favorite Carbach beer today and tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.